Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We're going to visit a little bit more about the USDA's release of the 2020 Spring Planting Intentions Report on Tuesday. Mick Caron Farm Talk visited with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management to get his reaction.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, Mick. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Until 11 o'clock, actually 11:08, what were they, about 8 or 9 minutes late on the report this morning?
A little bit late on it, yeah. But, I mean, I think there was just so much interference with everybody being on the Internet, with schools being out. We had a different meaning to March Madness this year.
96.99 million acres. Is that the most corn ever planted in the U.S.?
It's not the most ever planted in the U.S., but it's in the top, the upper echelon that we've been at. So we did see these acres come in kind of high. You remember back when we first started to switch over and needing to produce more corn for the ethanol, and that was we did have some corn acres higher in that time frame, but it is one of the highest that we've seen in corn in years.
Of all the states, there were only three that are going to plant fewer acres in 2020 than 2019. Kentucky, Kansas, and North Dakota. And North Dakota is like 8.6% fewer acres than last year.
Part of that is because we still have 25% of our corn out in the field, I think, is the bigger part. So, you know, if you looked at what the crop progress report said on Monday, we are only 75% harvested in North Dakota for the 4 million acres that we planted last year. So, yeah, you can see why we're seeing a little bit of a pullback in acres. But I think when you look at it, even with the numbers coming in at this 97 million, you could just as well call it, I think this is, you remember, this is an intended acres that farmers are looking at planting. I don't know if it's actually possible that we're going to get that many acres planted.
This was based on March 1st intentions. They've taken 30 days to kind of analyze, you know, run the numbers and get everything prepared. And now in the last 31 days, the world has changed significantly. Everybody's life has changed. And now based on this, in the next month, are farmers going to change their mind, do you think?
I think they will. I mean, if we have perfect weather going forward, which our February and our March have been as close to perfect as we can get up here in the Northern Plains, it hasn't been that way down in the southern regions, you know, especially when you look at the Delta and across into the southern tips of the Corn Belt. They've been wet, and they continue to be wet, which is slowing planting down. Now, us up here, we've had a good go of it. We've seen snow get melted. It looks like, you know, we couldn't have asked for a better spring, but we're still not in the field yet. We're still at least 2 to 3 weeks away from getting in the field, and that's without any major moisture going forward. And then whether or not we're going to be able to get out on some of these fields and get some of those old corn stalks worked down and some of these other fields back into condition to be able to get planted, I think we could be leaning towards a little more prevent plant on some of those acres than actually being able to get them done.
So the state with the greatest decrease from 3.5 to 3.2 million acres is North Dakota, down 8.6%. The state with the greatest increase of corn plantings, almost 38% increase from 4.3 million to 6 million acres, is South Dakota. Would that be because of their PP situation last year?
That's exactly what it's for, is because of the huge amount of prevent plant that they had in South Dakota last year. They are looking at being able to come back and try to plant corn. Now, they've had a little bit better go of it, especially in the southern regions, where they've been able to get some of their land back into condition and get some tillage done and some prep work done.
This is Inside Agriculture.